has got going. So if you are someone who is debating, maybe you should try, whether you should try kind of getting rid of all social media in your life, then this episode just for you, because I'm going to tell you all the amazing things that I found in my life ever since I got rid of social media. And I had to dig through it, through my life, to see how it's actually impacted. Because once you get rid of something, then you have just your life, right? So when you don't realize how much it impacts you not to have something in your life, unless you give it some thought. So it took me some thought to realize this, but once I did, I want to tell you all about it. And even before I realized, I actually wanted to talk to you about it. I just didn't know how to approach it. Anyway, so basically, messages, it is so much better to have, to not have social media in your life, because it will give you your brain space back to make your life better. Okay, so not having social media in your life will give you not only your time back, but your bandwidth, your brain space to not only live your life. That's like the obvious thing, right? We all know if we spend less time on social media, we would have more time to do other things. But not only that, I really believe not having social media and not having that brain space wasted on comparing your life to other lives and to look, just watching other people live, I believe having that energy freed up will allow you to be in your life and actually give you a chance to make your life better, because you will only have your own life to compare it to, for the most part, right? Of course, you have your immediate people in your life that you compare yourself to, but not so much as on social media, right? So this is what I found for me, that so here's an analogy. I buy fresh flowers every week, every other week, whenever they kind of die, for my main dining table. And they're kind of in the main living room, and we all enjoy them. And I love having them. And when the kitchen's all tidy and clean and they're like the center of the room, it looks so beautiful. And I always have them there. And I started doing that a couple years ago. And so I thought about this as an analogy for social media. So when we go on social media, we look at other people's lives, right? And then we also look at our life and we post stuff about our life. And so what if we did the same thing with flowers, right? If we have our own flowers and we post our own flowers on social media, for example, and then we look at all, and everyone else posts all of their own flowers, right? On social media every day. And you go on there every day and you compare the flowers you bought last Monday to the flowers that everyone else has. Of course, some people are going to have such amazing flowers in their houses. They might have flowers in every room. They might be the most beautiful lilies that smell amazing and the most expensive, extraordinary bouquets that they have, right? Some people will have like not such amazing flowers, and you would, you know, think that they're cheap or whatever, right? You will think, oh, mine are better, right? And this is the point that I'm making, right? When you are constantly comparing your flowers to someone else's flowers, you are going to not feel so great. Okay, that's number one. But also, you are not going to have that space in your life, in your brain, in your time, to simply look at your flowers every day, to notice them, to smell them, to trim them, to pick them out, right? And or to enjoy them, right? You might still do all that, but it's going to be all muddied and robbed by, because some of your energy, most of your energy will go to comparing them to other people's flowers, right? So the way I am experiencing my flowers right now, it is pure focus on my own flowers. And this actually brings me to the sentence, to the thought that I actually want to share with you that I really hope you borrow, because it's such a, the result of the sentence is so valuable and powerful. So the sentence is, I want to focus on my life. This is the sentence, the thought that has driven me to opt out of social media, and that created a result in my life of a better life for me. A better life for me, also enjoying my life more. And also from that sentence, I also am able to make my life better by seeing what's not working, right? Because I have time in my head, I have space in my brain to notice my own life, to notice my own flowers, to enjoy looking at them, to enjoy smelling them, to pick them out, to, and then I, because I'm not comparing my flowers and my life to other people's lives, then all I have left to compare my life to is my life before this moment, like last week or last year. And also, I can also compare my life right now to the future life or the even better life that I want. And so, because I'm not taking any energy and any brain energy of myself to compare myself, to my life, to other people's lives, then I have all that energy to compare my life to what I want it to be or what it used to be and appreciate it for what it is and make it better, right? And make it what I want it to be in the future, right? Because I feel like I can, because I have done it before, right? And because it's such a narrow focus, my life opens up to me in all its detail. Like now I am so much more aware of which moments in my day feel good, which moments in my day feel bad, which moments I'm struggling with. And then I still have all that time and brain space to actually solve for those struggling points. I am deliberately focusing on my life and solving for each moment. Like I said in the previous episode, I believe that we can take apart all these little moments, little puzzles, pieces of the day, and make each piece, each moment feel good. And we do that by solving each tiny little problem, one thing at a time. But if we are so distracted and looking at all what everyone else is doing all the time, our brain is scattered, it's not focused, and it's all it's doing, this is what my brain did, and so I'm assuming that's what your brain does as well. All my brain did was compare what I'm doing to what other people are doing, and despair. Compare and despair, that's what we call it in our coaching world, is because you feel bad, right? When you compare, you feel bad. Of course, unless sometimes you compare and you feel good, but it's not a useful way to spend your brain energy or your time, right? And so that's what I did. I would just compare, despair, feel terrible, feel jealous. And I was not creating anything in my life in that moment, in all that time that I was doing that, because I was so preoccupied just comparing. Total waste of my energy, my time. Okay? So now I want to also share with you that now that I'm no longer on social media, and because I'm focusing on my life, I have also had a chance to be in my life long enough to decide that I want to create something, create my better life, but also create this podcast, because I want that in my life. But I had to be present in my life to feel that, to feel the desire to do that. I had to, and also for me to create these episodes, I have to pay attention to how I'm feeling, pay attention to how I'm solving for my problems, and be able to share that with you, right? That is something that I want in my life that I think is adding to my life and also adding to all of your lives. And I couldn't have done that if I was simply just spending my brain energy. And I keep saying brain energy because I think it's so important. It's not only about time, I think, in our life where we spend our time with, but also our brain, our thoughts. I was spending so much thoughts thinking about what I'm not doing. Like I would see some, if one of my friends or someone who I admire was doing something that I admired and I also wanted to do that, well, I didn't spend that time doing that, right? I was only felt like I felt bad. I felt jealous. I beat myself up for it. And I was stuck in that spin of comparing and despair and I'm not good enough. What's wrong with me? Why didn't I do that, right? But the curiosity part of me kept going back and checking. Oh, what have they done? What have they done, right? And so I chose to deliberately decide to focus on my life because it feels good. But I didn't even know, right, what fruits that would bring by doing that. And I'm only discovering them now, having lived it for a while and wanting to share with you. Because I want to sell you on the idea that it's actually more than time that you're going to gain back in your life when you quit social media. You're going to gain the ability to make your own life so much better because you will only have your life to look at. So you're going to be stuck with all of the things that feel bad or feel good, and because you have nothing else to look at, you're going to make it better eventually, of course. Like we all want to feel better. We all want it to feel good. And so one way or the other, consciously or subconsciously, we're just going to fix those problems. And I really invite you to do that deliberately and consciously. And like pick one small moment of frustration in your day and just solve that one this week. That's it, right? Solve that one. Find a way to solve it. Like put your brain to work to solve it. And then one by one, you will do that. And if your brain is focused on that, it will do that. But if your brain is scattered all over different lives, all of your people that you know, then how can it do that? It's too busy processing all the information that every other life is doing there, right? So I want you to invite you to buy the same flowers for yourself and only look at your flowers. Because the other thing note I made here as well is another reason to do that is also to protect your nervous system. If your nervous system is similar to mine, it needs some protecting. And a lot of ours are. Like we're not meant to process all what everyone else is doing, right? We're not. I don't believe we are, because it is overwhelming. We're only meant to live our life. We're only meant to process the information that we're exposed to in our life, and not what everyone else is doing, right? So that is an overwhelming amount of stimuli, in my opinion, for me, for my nervous system. And so reducing that back to the one life that we're supposed to live, that is very caring, loving thing that you can do for your own nervous system that I've done and I recommend that you do as well, or at least limit it, right? Or at least give it the appreciation that it needs. Appreciate that it is actually a load on your nervous system. And think about it deliberately. Ask yourself, do I want to put that load on my nervous system? How do I feel when I do that? For me, I felt completely drained, overwhelmed, and I had to deal with all the other thoughts that came up, like jealousy and comparison and I don't even remember what else, but it wasn't that great, right? It wasn't, sure, there was some inspirational things, but again, too many inspirational things was too much for me, too much for my brain. It's just more information to process. So I hope I have solved, I have sold you on this idea that no social media is going to make your life better, not only by giving you your time back, but giving you the ability in your brain to make your life enjoyable in every moment, make it better, kind of refocus on your life and give it the peace that you want. And how does that come back to your relationship with your son? as always, it always comes back to if you make yourself happy, if you make yourself happier, it will always transfer in how you relate to your son, to people in your life, to your family. You're going to be a happier person to be with. You're going to add more happiness to your son because you're going to be happy, right? So that's what I want for you guys. I want you to, yes, I'm totally selling you on getting rid of social media. And if you needed that extra push, I hope I have sold you on it. And it's not just the extra time you're going to gain. It's your life. You'll gain your life back, all 100% of it. Right now, you've been kind of not being present for it because your brain was preoccupied with what other people are doing, okay? So if you need any help with any relationships, with anything that you're stuck with, if you are fighting with people, then definitely come and get coached because the problem is not them and the problem is not you either, but the thoughts that you are thinking are what's leading you to fight with them, and I can help you with that. I'm like the thought expert, okay? I'm just the expert in helping you, okay? So you can go to my website. It is www.coachingnatalia.com. Go to sign up for a free session and we'll just get on Zoom or phone call even if that's more comfortable. And you can tell me all about what's bothering you and I can tell you how and if I can help you. Okay, guys? So have a great week. I love you. Bye. And I'm on the roll.